Before comment about the working paper, I would like to congratulate you for being appointed as a chairman of MX3, and we will make every possible support from Japan. Japan submitted to MX3 working paper about the project named Online Training Course for Biological Weapons Convention, National Contact Points in Southeast Asia, a model approach for other regions, which was conducted in September 2020. Originally, we planned to realize this project in Singapore offline, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we shifted this to the online project. A total of 19 experts from 8 state parties, Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Mongolia, Myanmar, Philippines, and Vietnam, participated in the training courses. The ISU cooperated for the whole period. The aim of the project is to strengthen the capacity of BWC National Contact Points, NCPs, of countries in Southeast Asia. The course is composed of 4 modules. In the first module, Introduction to the BWC, participants learn the overview of BWC, including its history, ongoing discussions during intersessional period, and role and function of the National Contact Points. In the second and third module, participants watch the presentation, which introduces about prohibition and punishment on development of biological weapons, regulations on biosafety and biosecurity, and national implementation and confidence building measures, CBM. In the last module, on the basis of training content, participants prepared and submitted CBM. There were some points which deserves recognition during the online training. First, prior to the commencement of the course, all participants were required to complete a questionnaire which sought their views on their expectations of the online course, in order that we could understand what kind of training is needed. Second, we organized a self-studying session using the presentation recorded in advance so that participants could watch whenever they want. The project helped not only expand their knowledge and know-how in order to strengthen national implementation as a NCP, but also build a network of NCPs in the region. This project was the first one, which was conducted in online regime in the BWC framework, and in the current pandemic situation, the project could be a good practice for further international cooperation in online regime. Participants actively took part in the training course and the exchange of opinions, and they agreed that the online training course was useful in comparison to other training methodologies in informing them about specific BWC subjects. Our working paper describes the implementation and outcome of the online training course with a view to sharing information so that the approach could be implemented in other regions. In conclusion, the online training course and the working paper were designed by the ISU. Once again, I would like to appreciate cooperation of ISU for conducting this project. Japan continues to contribute to strengthening the BWC regime. I thank you.